Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I bring you the salt of the water every Saturday at 10 a.m. Why do I say that? Because I coat myself in the, to me, the blood of the earth, the seawater. And it changes you. So forgive me if I'm a little manic today. But do you know how high you can get on a day like this in those waves? Do you know how high you can get? I mean, you want to feel God? Get into the ocean on a day like this. Get into the ocean on a day like this when even the lifeguards look at you like, what are you doing in the water today? Do that under supervision. Get your medical doctor's permission and your psychiatrist. And then do that. Tie a buoy to your feet just in case. Go there with friends. Make it safe. But challenge yourself on a day like today, because today's the kind of day that you want to stay under the covers, watching TV, poking around on the internet, surfing the web, drinking the hot tea because it's so cold out there. Just think of the penguins in Antarctica. Just think of the poor Americans in Chicago. And understand that 60 degrees with a wind chill factor and a lot of wind isn't so cold. That a 58-degree ocean isn't so cold. You can do it. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. More than that, it's 2019, and it's about radical health choices. And that's my conclusion after 25 years. You have to get radical. Okay, you can try the easy stuff. You know my shtick here. You can try the herbal remedy. You can try the Cliff Note version of health. And if it works for you, great. I'm not knocking it. But if you are lost in the labyrinth of health, and many of you are lost in the labyrinth of health, the problem is you don't have the right perspective. The problem is not enough people are telling you you have to get radical. Case in point, what I did this morning. Today's show, Return of the Caveman. Perhaps they were smarter than we are. If you're driving, don't crash. It's raining, don't speed up. It's windy, slow down. Return of the Caveman. Perhaps they were smarter than we are. Show 402. Yep. Common theme in this neck of the woods. The caveman. The caveman lived in a cave. So did Ignatius Loyola, one of the apostles of the Catholic Church, one of the forerunners of the Catholic Church. No doubt the Jesuit order, begun by Loyola, has made a contribution. Forget the politics of that statement. Get my point. Ignatius Loyola was a playboy who got part of his leg blown off as he led the Crusades or was in a crusade or went to the Middle East and had a bar fight. But ended up limping. He came back to Spain limping. He hurt his leg severely. Must have blown his mind. And he lived in a cave. Something happened to him in the cave. Something happens to people in caves. They get artistic and start painting on the walls. Something happened in the cave. Shaolin monks, Taoist monks, Brahmins who study the aesthetic lifestyle, yoga dudes from India with the beards and the long hair, who don't eat, live off fruit. You know, the vegetarians, vegans. Cultures like India, cultures like China. I think the Catholic Church had a lot of cave dwellers in the old days, and I think they weren't just hiding in those caves. I think there's something about the cave that we need to come to terms with. Because I'll tell you this, every time I go into a cave, something feels different. So I called my friend Rocco, the geologist. I said, hey, Rocco, you've got a PhD in geological sciences. What is it about the cave? Here's the deal, my friends. The cave transmits the telluric currents. The telluric currents. Those are those magnetic fields, those low frequency, long wavelength magnetic fields that just live on the surface of the earth that you can get. You can access them. You can bring them into resonance with your body if you've got your naked feet on the naked earth. Caves intensify the effect. That's the deal. Healthiest dude in the neighborhood, at least in North America, the grizzly bear, the Kodiak bear. What's he spend a lot of his time doing? He fasts and he lives in a cave. He fasts and he lives in a cave. And woe is to you if you disturb him or his baby. Get the point? Look at nature and be humble and listen. No, not me. I go to the guys at Harvard. That's where I get my medical choices. Those people are nitwits. They're nitwits. Don't be a nitwit, please. Don't be overly impressed. My fellow Christians, you understand the word humility. Let's be humble enough to understand that the Lord made nature as well as everything else. And there's a piece of us that should be subservient to it, which is not to knock the accolades of Western science. I, for one, will die in an academic textbook, no doubt. But fundamentally, we've got to be humble and understand there are wisdoms floating around that you can't pass on. And absorbing the telluric current. If you're listening, and especially if this is the first show, first time you've listened to the show, I'm going to do the second half of this show. I'm back to the second half routine by popular demand. Thank you, audience, those of you who emailed the site and told me how much you missed it. After the show, about an hour later, I do the second half off air. So I go into more technical detail. I can't do it in a half an hour. I can't even do it in an hour. But off air, in an hour, there'll be another show posted. Go to the website, straighttalk.cc, not.com, soon to be radicalhealthsolutions.net. The word for 2019 is radical, but go there, straighttalk.cc, that's two T's, .cc, not.com. And in about an hour, hour and a half, you'll get the second half of the show with the pictures, and we're going to get into the concepts even more deeply. Got people doing this all over the world. If you live in Polynesia, you really can't tune into K-Bright. Well, you can, excuse me. You should be. Internet. But people from outside the Southern California area, it's whatever. You like getting on that internet when you like getting on. Get to the website and listen to it. Back to the telluric current. Yes, the telluric current. That's where the pagans, you know, long before Jesus came, supposedly, there were these people who hadn't heard of the Lord, and they were called pagans. And they ran around half naked with spears, stabbing everything in their sight. They were cavemen. Well, these cavemen, back in the day, built these monuments to nature. Stonehenge might be one. At any rate, we don't know how they moved these stones. These stones were so big that our cranes today can't move them or would have a tough time. But let's forget all that stuff and just understand there were these pagans running around. They built these megalithic structures where the telluric currents were the strongest. Now, geologists will not argue with that because you can measure telluric intensity. I know that. I talk to geologists. They say, oh, yeah, we know about telluric currents, and yes, they do concentrate a certain way in certain areas, and now let's talk about the landscape. And they change the subject. You see, the Lord talks to you, but you got to catch him, or he disappears. So educated men of science will condone, will agree with the notion we have something called the low-frequency, high-wavelength telluric current floating in certain patterns across the entire globe. The American Indian said, if you stick your naked feet in that, on naked soil, naked feet, naked soil, not shoes and not concrete sidewalks, naked feet on naked soil, you would pull something in that was very important. If you slept on it with your head, you'd pull something in that was very important and vital to health. The cave concentrates that. Live in a cave. That's my advice to you. Sell your apartment, your condo, your house, and live in a cave. That's my advice. Maybe you could make a cave. Maybe you could buy a little piece of property that's got a cave on it that nobody wants. Think about it. What an out-of-the-box thought that you would not lay down 100 G's on some house in Newport Beach that's 14 inches away from your neighbor that you're going to pay $10 million for. And you can't open the shades or the windows because your neighbor's there and you don't want him to see you running around the house naked. Now that's a good investment of your money, right? A nice big house on Newport Beach, next to the ocean, that you never go into, with your nice $200,000 car parked right in your driveway, and closed shades and shutters so your neighbor, who's 14 inches away from you, can't see you. Good idea. Why don't you take a little piece of that, buy a piece of property with a cave on it, have the hunters and the people in the know come in, clean the cave out so there's no, you know, things in there that you don't want to run into, like bears and mountain lions and big tarantulas and the boogeyman. Clean it all out and live in the cave. Okay, fine. That's too much. If you're driving and this is the first time you've listened to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is RadicalHealthSolutions.net. And I won't get too crazy because it's your first time and you're driving and it's raining and that makes you want to speed up. God forbid you get wet. So slow down, keep your eyes on the road, and understand that I'm suggesting, rather than that you buy a new piece of property, just do this. Go up the coast camping. Pay a naturalist or a local or someone you trust a little bit of money to guide you into the wilderness and find a rock, a big rock, near a big tree and sleep near that at night, wrapped in a wool sleeping bag. There's a great guy. I'm going to give you his name. I want you all to go on the website immediately. Don't even hesitate. Go on his website immediately. The website is Lucky Sheep. Lucky, like I'm not lucky, like I am lucky. Sheep, like bah, sheep. Lucky Sheep. Go on that website. This is a guy. His name is Patrick Clark. Very cool guy. I've spoken to him once. This guy is into it, man. He really knows how to do it. Buy his merino wool sleeping bag. Buy his stuff. Wrap yourself in it. Get nice and warm. Go under the supervision of a biologist or a naturalist or a guidesman or a Sherpa. Go under the supervision and sleep on that. Now do that. That's radical. It will change you. It's what the caveman did. It's not too far from the absolute, complete, pristine truth. That if you start getting in touch with caves in different ways, you'll do more for your health than all of Sloan Kettering, all of the Rockefeller Institute of Medicine, all of UCLA, all of USC, all of Cedar Sinai, all of St. John's, all of UCSD, all of Harvard, all of Yale, all of Princeton, all of Stanford, and all of these great geniuses who compile all their degrees, combined, multiplied by a million, you'll do more good for your health than any of them. Take that to the bank, my friends. Can you handle that? Can you handle that? Does this sound crazy to you? Do I sound stupid? Well, if the answer's yes to both of them, okay, I can handle it. Go ahead. I'm crazy. I'm stupid. I'm asking you to use a part of your brain that you're not using enough of. It's called common sense. Has common sense gone out the window? All right, your job for 2019, get in touch with the cave. Here's another one. Go to the ocean and find a sea cave. Go out and inside the sea cave when it's windy and wet and the tide is high. And go inside the sea cave when the tide is high, when the water's actually banging up against the sea cave. Now do this under the care of your medical doctor and your lawyer. Bring all your friends. Wear a life preserver, a buoy. Have the Coast Guard outside in case something goes wrong. Oh, I'm dead serious. Make sure you're 100% completely safe. And put it on YouTube. Do all these things, but do it. And get into that cave and let the water bang up against the cave. Not going inside. So get a cave that's high enough, or make sure the tide is low enough so that the water just cracks up against the water and you're inside the cave. And sit there. In the morning. At about 6 a.m. And wait for the sun to rise. And stretch. Take some breath. Stare into your husband or wife's eye. Go with them. Or don't. Go alone. And just sit there. And when the urge to get out and go do something constructive, like run to Starbucks, get online, and order one of those stupid drinks, stand on there like an idiot with all the other boobs with their cell phones, and have the Starbucks person who couldn't care less about whether you live or die, memorize your first name, smile at you, and try to sell you an extra coffee. Because they just came out of a training seminar, and they were told, learn their name, smile, be seductive, bat your eyelids like you're flirting, and sell, baby, sell, and we'll give you a percentage of the profits. Because these boobs are so lonely and miserable and hateful that just that little bit of, thank you, Vincent. Would you like a cappuccino, Vincent? Would you like a little extra sugar in there, Vincent? Oh, you're a doctor. I won't call you Vincent. You're the doctor. And then I'll scream your name out really loud so everybody can look and find out that you're the doctor. And that's love, and that's community, and we're all one. And vote for me. I'm the central government. I'm the central bank. And we're all one, and we drink coffee and surf the web and smile at each other. Man, you're not from Brooklyn. You are definitely not from Brooklyn. If I had you going on that, you didn't come from Brooklyn. You see, in Brooklyn, you know your friends when you're in jail, you know your friends when you need money, and you know your friends when you're in the hospital. After that, you ain't got no friends. Capiche, my friend? Don't get fooled by 1984. Huxley talked about it, and we're getting sucked into it more and more and more and more. My audience, do you know how many seven-year-olds I get into this office every single week? And they're all messed up. They can't think straight. They can't defecate straight. They don't know how to eat anymore. They don't know how to do anything except stare at that boob tube. The boob tube for 2019. That's right, the cell phone. Take your cell phone and learn to use it. Master it. Master technology. make yourself the Steve Jobs of the techno world. I certainly do. But don't give up the ancient wisdom. Don't spit on the caveman. Remember, the caveman lived in a world that we can barely understand anymore. There were no chemicals. There was no radiation from cell phones. There was space. There were no cities. If they were smart enough to live where the weather was good and the water and the soil was very fertile, like California, things were good. You know, the American Indian could go to Manhattan in the 1400s. This is all in the literature. If you study Indian history, this is all true. Dr. Nelson, Professor Nelson taught me this. Your Iroquois, your Algonquin, your Mohawk. They could just go to New York City. They could go from Long Island to Manhattan. And Manhattan was so fertile that in a week or two, they could catch everything they needed for the entire winter. That's how fertile those areas were. There's a reason New York City's New York City. There's a reason Los Angeles is Los Angeles. If you go back before the techno world began, the industrial world began, those areas were vortexes. They were areas where the confluence between the Schumann waves and the telluric currents created such a deep fertility that that was the place to be. So when the caveman moved to the agrarian stage, that's where he wanted to plant. And when the industrial revolution began, that's where they wanted to build their factories. And when the techno industry started, that's where they wanted to do that. That's where your churches are. That's where your megaliths are. We've all been following and respecting the telluric currents. We just don't know it. That's why I live in Laguna. Laguna's a vortex. I used to live in Malibu. Malibu's not a vortex. I lived, though, in the mountains. There was a special place. That was a vortex, but not anywhere else. Malibu is a death trap. You really think it's a coincidence it has so much trouble? Listen, I lived there for 14 years. I didn't have one friend. I didn't have one patient. I just lived in the mountains overlooking the ocean on some beautiful property on a vortex to neutralize what the rest of the town didn't neutralize. The Chumash Indians would say that the people of Malibu are cursed. Malibu, really, to the Chumash tribe, is a graveyard. You have to respect and venerate the dead. And the biggest toilet bowl is north of Malibu, and that's Oxnard. At night in Oxnard, in certain places, between 3 and 6 a.m., you will hear screams. I'm not kidding you. Screams. I'm talking screams. Screams that will send shards through your spine. Those are the screams of Indians that were mutilated and raped by the Spaniards when the Spaniards came. And this isn't to knock the Spaniards. The Chumash Indian will tell you that. You will hear these sounds. Oxnard. Have you ever gotten the sense Oxnard is not the place to be? Have you ever gotten the sense Oxnard is not the place to be? If you do, you've got an extra piece of your brain working. If you do, you've got an extra dimension of your intelligence working. Did you ever get the sense that some places are the place to be? Here's a place to be. Go to a sea cave at 6 a.m. and sit there. After you went in the ocean, the cold ocean, stretch, pull your tendons open, warm your body, breathe deep, and stay there for about 3 or 4 hours. Develop a practice. If you're sick, go somewhere on the coast of Chile, the coast of Central America, the coast of California, the coast of Oregon, the coast of Seattle, of Washington, the coast of Canada. Go on the coast of Maine. Find a hovel. Pay the rent. What do you think it costs to rent a room in Maine? Take out a credit card if you're broke. Do it. And bring in the telluric currents and respect the ritual of the caveman. And watch your life transform. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. In 2 weeks, I'm going to do a seminar at one of the local hotels, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. Call that number. It's on detoxification and cleansing. It's springtime, my friends. We're going to get into 7 different cleanses. I'm going to get into the details. I'm going to get into the science. Each person that attends is going to get a handout with the how-to on 7 different cleanses. Then I'm going to teach you to read the tongue. I'm going to teach you to read the eye. We're going to do all of that between 11 a.m. and 6 to 7 p.m. Be there. It's one of my 2 classes. The other one's booked. I can't have you see that one. But in 2 weeks, we're doing this. It's $150 for $150,000 of information. There's value in that investment. If you're sick, if you're lost in the labyrinth, 714-850-1007. Those of you lost in the labyrinth that have been to everybody else that don't think you're getting your money's worth, that think that there's an answer, but you just haven't hit on it, call my office. Come in and let me set you on track. Radically speaking, if you can embrace it. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Ta-ta.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.